James here. We have a top priority emergency call routed via Luftwaffe signals. Will you accept the call?
Yes, yes, please.
Anna Luisa, is that you?
Yes, August. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Are you all right? I just heard that...
Yes, we're both all right. You remembered we'd be here in Airbus.
Are you both there?
It's quite unharmed.
Thank God. Thank God.
Your voice is so faint.
Are you really all right?
Yes. Yes, it stopped. There was a lot of noise, but now all is in order.
Good.
Oberleutnant.
I meant what I said this afternoon.
Yes.
Kiss Hansel for me. I love you as I've never loved anyone. Come in.
Emergency, sir. Sorry.
Yes, yes, I'm coming, really. Yes, sir.
11:59. The streets in Altgarten are still burning furiously. Water to fight fires is in short supply. Morphine and other drugs have run out. Medical staff tend to people out in the open areas. The hospital has taken 2 direct hits and is now a burning shell. Fires rage through closely packed streets of old wooden houses.
Quiet! Please, quiet, lads!
Quiet!
Hello!
Gert Berl, fire volunteer and cousin to August Bach, climbs over the rubble of what had once been Herr Voss, the tailor's shop and house.
Hello! Hello! Can anyone hear me?
Well, let's go, Gert!
No, I thought I had something!
Be sensible, Gert! Who could still be alive under that look?
I promised Hansel father I'd look after him!
No!
Have you not, Felix? He's 10 years old! He might be trapped down there!
Do what you like!
Be careful, Gert! One slip and you'll have an old lot down on top of you!
Good.
At Wally Fenn Operations Room, only O. Orange is now unaccounted for.
He was a damn fine young officer. Why is it always the decent chaps like Sweet and Fleming who cop it, while Spibs like Lambert?
What?
I'm sorry, Longbill, it gets me riled.
Well, Lambert got shot up too, Grubby.
You heard Lambert at the briefing tonight, questioning the validity of the raid.
No.
I know LMF when I see it, Longfellow. Well, I won't stand for it, not in my hatred. Can I have a serious word with Lambert first thing tomorrow?
If he makes it back, sir.
Oh, he'll limp back. His type always do.
In some ways, Gert thought later, it was the easiest tunnel he had ever made through a bomb building. It was only when he was almost into the cellar that he found his way blocked by a large green metal barrier, 2.5 feet across and cylindrical in shape.
Have we here? Water tank. Too heavy. Oh, Christ, no!
In a house in Aberdeen, a man is aroused from his bed by an insistent ringing at his doorbell.
Probably Mrs. McCrae's twins on the way.
Hugh MacDonald was used to calls at all hours.
I'm coming.
He was, after all, the local doctor.
Telegram, doctor.
Thank you.
Hugh?
War office.
Oh. Oh, no.
We regret to inform you.
As Dr. MacDonald handed his wife the telegram, in a bombed-out street in Altgarten, his son Ian's last piece of work was about to be put to the test.
Come on, quickly!
Oh, Herr Ball, how can I thank you?
No time to talk. We must get you out and away from here.
Is our house all right?
I don't want to frighten the boy, but there's an unexploded bomb in the rubble.
A bigger bomb?
Big enough. It might be a dud, I don't know. Now, Hansel, listen very carefully. I've made a tunnel up to the surface, but you mustn't touch the sides, understand?
All right, Cousin Dad, I knew you would risk
it. Yeah, well, I'll lead the way. You follow close behind.
Yes,
come on. If it's delayed action, it could go off any second, so move quickly.
Radar station Ermin, August Bach's quarters.
This letter came for you, sir.
Thanks, William. It's from Paul. Well, come on, Ian, let's have a drink. There's a bottle of schnapps there.
Oh, I knew he'd be okay. He'd have chipped off the old block.
Dear father, is anything better than... Listen, doesn't want any more food parcels. What we get on ration is perfectly adequate. What a good little SS officer he's turning out to be, eh?
You'll drink, sir.
Thank you. Tell Anna Luisa I'm looking for... I'm looking forward to getting into her bed again. Everyone here says trust the Luftwaffe to get such a gorgeous little thing for a housekeeper.
Don't read any more, sir.
Dear Argus, I feel our life together is going to be so blessed.
My son is writing to me about the person I was going to marry, to have as a second mother to my children. I must read it all.
In the cottage in Little Worley, Ruth Lambert prepares a late supper for Sam.
I know you're going to be hungry, Sam. Better do another potato. Come on, Sam, you can do it. Don't let me down. Anyway, you can't die with that garage business to run and children to bring up. Oh, Sam, thank God. I knew you weren't dead!
At a height of 2,000 feet, Beau Orange is approaching Worley Fen.
Let's have a few more reps, Matters.
We're running on fumes as it is.
I know, mate.
There's the beacon.
Keep pushing the column, Dick. This will stall if the nose comes up. It's really rats enough. We're a dead skip. I wish we had an RT set up and then we're coming.
I don't mind arriving as a surprise.
Let's hope the runway's clear. We've only got enough juice for one attempt.
Anna Luisa crawled behind Gert Berg and Hansel as they wormed their way through the debris of Herr Foss's house.
Keep close to me, Hansel. Don't touch the sides. Nearly there.
I do love him, Gert.
Then you'll live happily ever after, won't you?
What was that noise?
Holy Mother. It's the bomb. It's the Striker moving. Quickly!
Dr. Hugh MacDonald sits with the telegram in his hands. His wife looks into the rekindled fire. As they stare into the flames, they remember their son. But one thing they will never know. His last job for the Air Force was setting the time fuse on the 4,000-pound bomb in Foss's house. It was a job well done. Official reports produced in the next week recorded Gert Berl, 42, Anna Luisa Schmidt, 19, and Hansel Bach, 10 years, as missing. Altgarten had, in any case, run out of death certificates, and officials had to use pages torn from children's exercise books to register the names of those whose bodies could be identified.
Pilot to crew. I'm not sure about the state of the landing gear. If anyone wants to bail out, I'll understand.
You were a very close body of seven men. You're almost like seven brothers. Everybody, in any situation of emergency, always looked after everybody else.
Get what's left of those flaps into something like landing position, that's it.
Skip!
Soon after the explosion in Florestrasse, rescue workers found Walter Reismann, Altgarten's Bürgermeister.
Booster!
So many riches.
Is that
so
you, Herr Bürgermeister?
Walter had run away screaming from the town hall soon after the second wave started to bomb his town. His house had taken a direct hit. His family were dead.
I'm having a birthday dinner. Mother, would you like me to sing you something?
Christ, he's got nothing on.
What's
he doing in the rubble?
Looks like he's building something around himself.
No!
Walter Reismann was trying to bury himself in the rubble of his house. He would survive to die in 1961 in an asylum, reliving the bombing every day in his mind.
She's coming!
running straight as a die. 12 ton skipper.
Send the freeze to one on the ground. Too high.
Full flaps.
Left for US.
ESI 145 skip.
Lower the gear, Matt. That should slow her down. Hold her still, Digby.
Wheels won't release. Jammed.
Try emergency air.
Okay, skip. Just hold the air pod, lass, it cuts it.
We'll never know if you don't try it.
Two greens. Gear down and launch, skip.
Too fast. Speed.
130. 120.
Pull the wheel harder. Come on, you old biscuit. Now. BT, hold tight to go in.
100. 90. Oh, God. Here it goes.
Back to the right, man. Okay, Mathers, get your weight on the column.
You've got it, Skip.
Everybody brace. You're all right. Get down. Just lock it. Cut the brakes, Mathers, now.
We got to have a show, Charles. We're going to have to freeze. She'll never fly again.
Oh, God bless you, Mother Earth.
Come away from the aircraft, Batters.
Mr. Skip! 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 Am I still catch fire?
Come on, Jimmy, old mate. You'll be all right.
Skip!
Can't leave Jimmy on his own.
But he's dead. Come on, Skip. Let me help
Jimmy
you.
Jimmy and me, Cappy. Mind out, Murphy. No. It's all right. I can manage him on my own.
Christ. That's it. Done. It's over. I promise you, Jimmy. I'll never fly again. Never again.
On the Luftwaffe side, it had been a successful night. They lost 8 night fighters, but they shot down 31 bombers. Another 13 bombers were lost through flak, collision, and human error. 301 Allied crewmen were lost. Of these, 68 survived to become prisoners of war. The German losses were 10 members of night fighter crews. Rudi, the radar operator, and Werner, the observer on Victor Löwenherz's Junkers 88, survived. To be killed within a year flying with other pilots. Victor Löwenherz's friend, Unteroffizier Christian Himmel, had his day in court. Looking pale and thin, he told the facts he had discovered about the horrific medical experiments at Dachau. The military court knew all about them already. However, he didn't face a firing squad. He was sent instead to Brandenburg-Gordon prison, where on June the 1st, 1943... he was guillotined. Sam Lambert said nothing about the events of the night until he and Ruth were in bed. Then, in the dark, with his face turned away from her, he began to weep.
Sam. I'm finished with it.
Don't think about it now.
God, it's funny. While we were in debriefing, the damnedest thing. Longfellow got a phone call from Photographic. They developed the first bombing pictures. They reckon it's not Krefeld.
What?
We bombed the wrong place. They're going to have to go back.
But if it wasn't Krefeld, well...
God knows. We flattened it wherever it was. We bombed the wrong bloody place.
In the days that followed, Sam held to his vow never to fly again. In March 1943, he had his rank withdrawn and was quietly transferred from Worley Fen to a station where he was assigned cleaning, sanitation and refuse disposal duties. Ruth had already been posted to Scotland, where it was discovered she was pregnant. She left the WAF, and Sam and she spent the rest of the war near each other. Worley Fen is now farmland again. But from the air, you can still make out the main runway. Some of the buildings still stand, in ruins, or used as outhouses, or cowsheds. Sam has never been back.
What you've just heard was Joe Dunlop's adaptation for radio of Len Deighton's novel Bomber, a work of fiction. The author, adapter, and the producers would like to point out there never was a bomber command station called Wadi Fen, nor a Kroonsvig Luftwaffe airfield, nor a town called Altgarten, nor a Saturday with the date 18th of February 1943. In Bomber by Len Deighton, narrated by Tom Baker, the crew of Lancaster O. Orange were Samuel West as Flight Sergeant Sam Lambert, David Antrobus as Sergeant Ted Battersby, Jonathan Keeble as Sergeant Diggers Digby, Joshua Taub as Sergeant Kosher Cohen, Clive Hill as Sergeant Binty Jones, Ian Peck as Sergeant Flash Gordon, and Terry John as Sergeant Jimmy Grimm. Jack Shepherd played Oberleutnant August Bach. Emma Chambers, WAF Corporal Ruth Lambert. Alice Arnold, Anna Luisa. John Woodvine, Burgermeister Walter Reismann. And Dominic Rickards, Oberleutnant Baron Victor von Löwenherz. Frank Windsor played Air Marshal Sir Arthur Harris. Michael Troughton, Flight Lieutenant Terry Sweet. And Cyril Jenkins, WAF Corporal Madge Scott. Other parts were played by Deborah Berlin, Scott Cherry, Joe Dunlop, Russell Floyd, Becky Hindley, David Jarvis, Ian Masters, Don McCorkindale, Kristin Millwood, Gavin Muir, Richard Pierce, Pasco Sabido, Oliver Senton, Caroline Strong, Eva Stewart, Joe Swash, Michael Tudor Barnes, Derek Waring, and Peter Yap. The producers gratefully acknowledge the assistance of the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight, the RAF Museum Hendon, the Bomber Command Association, the Stadtarchiv Krefeld, the Gemeinschaft der Jagdflieger, and the Imperial War Museum in the making of the programme. Personal reminiscences were by Norman Abernethy, Jim Burt Smith, Ken Faithful, Wolfgang Falk, Michael Floyd, Victor Gregory, Sam Hall, Jim Harness, George Hart, Peter Hinchliff, Alfred Huberman, Carl Ludwig Johansson, Paul Kessler, Peter Lloyd, Hamish Mahady, John Moore, Ron Pollard, Douglas Radcliffe, Eileen Richards, Peter Ridgway, Stan Seville, Peter Spoden, Harry Taylor, Alfred Thomas, Len Thompson, and Lydia Zerler. Sound design and technical presentation was by Roger Daines, Mike Etherden, and Colin Guthrie, and the production assistant was Sally Braben. Bomber was dramatised by Joe Dunlop from the novel by Len Deighton and produced by Jonathan Ruffle. The director was Adrian Bean.